Supersized livestock operations are finding themselves in conflict with neighbors and environmentalists because of their contributions to air pollution. In the Northwest, the Columbia Basin is ground zero for this controversy. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt visited a mega dairy to learn more.
For thousands of people, Boardman is best known for its roadside attraction, a sprawling tree farm along Interstate 84. Now, most of those poplar trees have been cut down. The land sold. Part of it will soon become Oregon's second largest dairy, Lost Valley Farms. That's got environmentalists downwind worried, like Columbia Riverkeeper attorney Lauren Goldberg.
So there's strong evidence that large-scale industrial livestock confinement operations can generate dangerous amounts of air contaminants that are harmful to public health and air quality.
Contamination from gases like methane and ammonia. In Oregon, large farms aren't required to regulate how much air pollution they're generating. But a group of environmentalists and small farmers is trying to change that. They're promoting legislation, spurred on by the development of Lost Valley Farms, that would require large-scale dairies to follow certain air regulations. It's important, they say, for the health of people living near mega dairies and for those downwind, like people in Hood River.
We have lived here 8 years.
Rachel Perman's 9-year-old son Max has had asthma since he was a toddler. She worries that increasing pollution funneling through the gorge could make it harder for Max to breathe.
These costs are getting externalized to us, and our health and our children's health is on the line. We need to do something about it.
Carol Marie Luthold and her family have operated a small dairy in Tillamook, Oregon for 53 years. She says they've worked to take care of the land, and more air quality regulations are just too much.
It's a slap in the face to us, because we have strived to be really good stewards, to employ whatever methods are available to us to please people who think that they're right in, you know, complaining, people that don't farm.
Right now, because of the way their farm is permitted, the Luthholds would have to follow the proposed air quality regulations. Bill supporters say they're reworking the bill so it only applies to large-scale operations. Boardman's Lost Valley Farms would house 30,000 cows at full capacity. Many people here say that's a good thing. The county is already home to Oregon's largest dairy, Three Mile Canyon. The city of Portland could fit inside Three Mile Canyon Farms. It houses about 70,000 cows. Many produce milk for a plant in Boardman that processes Tillamook cheese. This dairy has 4 methane digesters that capture some of the potent greenhouse gases emitted from all that cow poop. The gas generates power. General Manager Marty Myers says the digesters produce 30% of the power needed for the farm.
We wanted to be ahead of the game on both the way we operate a dairy, but we also wanted to be environmentally friendly to our community and the constituency of the state of Oregon and the region.
The operation's touted as an environmental model for large-scale dairies. But Columbia Riverkeeper's Lauren Goldberg also wants best management practices regulated for future dairies.
There's no reason why existing operations like Three Mile Canyon Farms, Lost Valley Ranch, should get a free pass to pollute air. You know, the fact that they house animals is not an excuse for having uncontrolled air pollution that, you know, harms the people throughout Oregon.
Lost Valley Farms owners say the dairy should be up and running in a few weeks. I'm Courtney Flatt in Boardman, Oregon.